It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up on the program today, the 10-part investigative series on police corruption in Philadelphia and the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporters behind it. But first, since the early 2000s, more than 1 million small businesses worldwide have been funded through the online microlending program known as Kiva.org. The loans have been credited with helping revitalize local economies and making it possible for the average person to fund innovative ideas and businesses that offer a social good. Premal Shah is president and co-founder of Kiva.org. He's in Pittsburgh to garner support for the Kiva Zip program, and he is joined along with He joins us along with Harry Geyer, owner of The Wheel Mill, an indoor mountain biking and BMX park in Homewood. He's currently repaying a Kiva loan. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Premal Shah, let me start with you and have you explain how the Kiva loan program works.
Well, Kiva is a website. And when you go to kivazip.org, that is where you'll find U.S. entrepreneurs who are trying to crowdfund a 0% interest loan from regular people like us. What we can do is we can go through the website, sift through profiles of businesses right here in Pittsburgh, and then in $5 increments make a loan, not a donation but a loan, to help seed their dream. So, you'll have salons, you'll have cafes, you'll have businesses as creative as this BMX bike park in Homewood. And what they all have in common is, you know, they have a passion, they have a plan. It's just sometimes difficult to get a bank loan. In fact, 7 out of 10 small businesses here in the U.S. that apply for a bank loan get rejected. So that's what Kiva Zip does. It allows everyday people like us to lend money directly to small businesses.
Well, you had me at 0% interest. But who qualifies for these loans?
It's generally the people who banks are saying no to. Now, the whole system is
in this day and age, it's sadly a lot of people.
Every day, 3,000 small businesses get rejected from a bank loan. And it's not that the banks are bad. I don't want to demonize anyone. It's really that it's very difficult to underwrite profitably a lot of small businesses, especially those starter loans, sub $50,000 loans. And so this is where the internet can play a role in almost providing that starter loan, the internet community, people like you and I. And the whole system depends on someone vouching for that small business's character. So that's the innovation here, which is we know that sometimes people's cash flows or their credit scores might tell you one picture of creditworthiness, but their character is oftentimes not captured. And so the way Kiva Zip works is, say, someone like Harry will be vouched for by an organization in his community that believes in his character. He can start with, say, a $5,000 loan. As he pays back that $5,000 loan that's crowdfunded by a bunch of people on the internet, he can then qualify for a higher loan on the Kiva Zip website, as well as vouch for another small business in his community, say in Homewood. And then finally,
Who's vouching for Harry?
So Harry, why don't you tell who vouched for you?
It's Operation Better Block, which is the community group for the Homewood neighborhood.
Very good. Now, the bike park is in Homewood. Tell us about the Wheel Mill, as the bike park is called. It opened about a year ago.
April 12th. It'll be a year. Yeah, definitely.
How's it been going?
It's been going really well. It's a tough business. We are the fifth of five in North America, so it's a new business model. It's challenging to introduce the new model to people. We're not on a lot of people's to-do list because it's such a new type of activity. So we're doing a lot of outreach trying to let people know that we're here and what we do, as well as continue to construct trails and ramps in the park.
The bike park is in Homewood. It's a neighborhood on the east end of the city of Pittsburgh that has been noted as one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in the city. High poverty rates. Why put a massive bike park there?
Well, honestly, I did not intentionally choose Homewood. I didn't avoid Homewood either. It's 80,000 square feet. So to find a building that size, you would think that there were a lot available, but actually most of the old mills are now in special economic zones that don't allow for recreational use. So after 5 years of looking for a building, I eventually found one that became available in Homewood. So that's more or less the story behind how I ended up in Homewood, but I definitely didn't avoid opening in Homewood.
Right, and you say you didn't avoid it, but at the same time, you had to have had some concerns about putting something like this in that part of the city, if not for the level of interest in BMX indoor bike riding in Pittsburgh. Who comes to use this?
Mountain bikers, BMX riders. We have lots of little kids on balance bikes and little teeny bicycles. It's all indoors. It's 80,000 square feet. We have all level of terrain from flat ground to big professional style jumps. So we get kids and families and pros, everyone imaginable who wants to ride if it's snowing outside, raining outside, or if it's dark, or for whatever reason. We have a lot of unique offerings in terms of trail and ramps and jumps and that kind of thing. So I pulled a report the other day. We've had people come from 38 different states so far and 9 different countries. So it's definitely a destination activity.
And a lot of that would be, as you say, it would have to do with the fact that there are only, according to you, 5 of these in North America?
That's correct.
And for the part of this story that is particularly compelling, the fact that this is in Homewood, mm-hmm. It is an area, I'm sure, with many troubled young people. Does this give the people in the immediate area? You know, you talk about the people coming from 38 states, mm-hmm. but what about in this troubled area where kids are probably looking and parents of those children are looking for constructive ways, positive activities for their kids to get involved with when they're not in school? Is this filling that void?
I hope so. And we are working really hard to expand that offering. There have been quite a few obstacles to immediate uptake in the neighborhood. One of the obstacles is price. So what we've done is offer the 15208, $5 if you're under 17 years old, Monday through Friday, you can come anytime for $5. Another thing we're working on is getting waivers notarized because of insurance. We have to, if you're a minor, you have to have your waiver notarized if your parent isn't in the park with you. Also, if you're 7 and under, the parent has to be with you at all times in the park. So we're working with local notaries and working with the schools to preemptively get some of these kids signed up. Health insurance is a requirement, so we're working with Operation Better Block and Homewood Children's Village to look into how we can facilitate people even getting signed up for health insurance so that they can come to the park. So
people that use this have to have health insurance.
That's correct.
Because of the dangers of the sport?
Exactly, exactly.
And are you making some inroads there?
We are, and it's we're finding that in some instances we have to create the vehicle for this to happen. There are already a lot of people doing work in Homewood, doing good community work in Homewood, like Homewood Children's Village and Operation Better Block. It's sometimes a matter of connecting the dots for all these different programs so that they function together so that this can happen.
Sure. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guests are Premal Shaw, president and co-founder of the online microlending program known as Kiva.org, along with Harry Geyer, owner of the Wheel Mill, an indoor mountain biking and BMX park in Homewood. You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Again, the number, 412-246-2002. Harry, why take this route as far as funding your business? What about your situation made this model suited to you?
Well, I actually learned at the Kiva launch in Pittsburgh this morning. I talked to another entrepreneur that is in the same position that I was, and he's currently collecting funds on the website. I already had a small business loan, but I was completely tapped out on collateral, and there was no way for me to borrow anymore. But we needed just a little push to get us into the next phase of our business. So really unconventional financing was the only route that we had. So we launched the Kiva loan in conjunction with another crowdfunding website. we had two different projects that were complementary and coinciding, and it worked out perfectly for us.
Premal Shah, who usually goes for this model of lending?
Well, it's everyday people who want to do good in their community, and what they're looking for is an affordable way to participate in someone else's life. So, you know, you can make a loan starting with $5, and it's a loan. And there's over the last several months, over a 95% repayment rate from these U.S. small businesses. And, you know, you get to choose who you get to pick to, and when you get repaid, you relend again. And I think people are looking for ways to really connect with people, see where their money goes, and know that there's an accountability there, that it's not just a handout, but it's a hand up. When that happens, there's more trust in altruism, that, you know, when you do something good, you can kind of visualize your butterfly effect, if you will, and that makes people want to lend more and more. And so over the last 8 years, over 1 million people have lent out $500 million on the website.
And, of course, this is a business for you. So how does Kiva make its money?
So Kiva is a nonprofit. And the way we try to be sustainable is when you make a $25 loan or a $5 loan on our website to that small business, we ask you for a tip like you would when you go to a restaurant and you can tip the waiter. It's completely optional. But those tips cover two-thirds of our operating budget. And then we have foundations. For example, here in Pittsburgh, it's through grants from the R.K. Mellon Foundation, the Hillman Foundation that brought this program to Pittsburgh. And then PNC Bank is matching the first $500,000 of loans to businesses in Pittsburgh.
So you're gathering quite a few trustees here.
That's true. So, you know, trustees in the Hill District, Homewood, Lawrenceville, neighborhood associations, small business incubators, even individuals. So once Harry pays back this loan, he'll be able to go to a business down the street from him who he believes in, whose character he believes in, and be able to vouch for that person. And so it's a system that not only is he going to repay a loan, but he can pay it forward to someone else.
And have we clarified how Kiva Zip is different from the original Kiva model?
That's a great question. So Kiva Zip is different from the Kiva.org model in a few ways. One, we realized that by launching here in the United States, businesses like Harry, they're online already. A lot of the businesses that we worked with around the planet, the 1 million or so businesses that have now been funded on the main Kiva.org website, they weren't generally online. And so we wanted to create a new platform where Harry can not only post himself up, but also he can have conversations with lenders, you know, about what's happening in this business and, you know, update it with photos, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing is that the money can go directly to Harry because Harry can get a PayPal account. So we have new technology that is more accessible here in the U.S. that allows for more direct connection, and Kiva Zip enables that.
What happens when a repayment cannot be made?
We were just in Richmond, Virginia, and one of the small businesses there had a health issue, and so her business was suffering. And what's interesting is when it's real people who've lent to you, there's an empathy there. They still want to get repaid, but you know, you'd see comments from these Kiva lenders saying, your health comes first, mend well, and then when your business is back up and running, we'd love to be repaid. So there's a patience when there's empathy. And that's something that doesn't necessarily happen with, you know, automated bank loans and algorithms and so on and so forth.
No. They're knocking.
So it's not just
door.
A 0% interest loan. It's connected capital, and it's capital that, you know, still expects to get repaid. They don't want people to run away with the money, because if that happens, then less Kiva lenders will lend here in Pittsburgh. However, as these small businesses pay back their loan and make good on it, it increases confidence that, you know, hey, making a bet on a complete stranger works. And I think that's the magic. And, you know, again, over 90% of the time that happens.
And what do you hope to get out of a Kiva Zip program in Pittsburgh ultimately?
Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the metaphor of a Heinz ketchup bottle lately because of this great town that we're in. And, you know, they tell you to –
pretty good Pittsburgh metaphor.
Yeah, right. And they tell you if you want to get the ketchup out of the bottle, the place to hit it is right there on the 57. And, you know, I think what we're doing with this launch of Kiva City Pittsburgh is if these – first set of businesses, you know, we're talking about a couple dozen, but 30 businesses now here in Pittsburgh have crowdfunded loans or are crowdfunding loans currently. If they raise that money and then they repay, and over 95% of the time they'll raise the money, and then over 90% of the time they will repay, it creates a trust network for other small businesses to get vouched for, to get supported from the internet community. And then it can spread from not only this first 30 businesses here in Pittsburgh, but really we're talking hundreds, if not thousands of businesses over the next several years in the Pittsburgh area. And it's all, fueled by opportunity, but sustained by trust. And that's what we want to prove and do it transparently online through the Key Visit model.
412-246-2002 if you want to get in on the conversation with our guests, Premal Shah, who is with the Kiva Zip program, president and co-founder of Kiva.org, and Harry Geyer, owner of the Wheel Mill, an indoor mountain biking and BMX park in Homewood. He is currently repaying a Kiva loan. Let's go to Pete in Ligonier. Pete, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks very much. Hey, I'm interested in working in the inner city. I used to work in Harlem and ran a youth program that had to do with baseball. But I'm also a mountain biker. I live out here in Ligonier, and I've heard about this indoor park. I mean, my question is, what about these kids in your immediate neighborhood? How can you help them either get bikes? Or when they get the $5, does that include a bike, or are they coming with a bike?
So, yeah, that's a great question. The $5 is just for admission. We are fortunate to have a program here in Pittsburgh called Free Ride, which is a nonprofit that helps kids get on bikes, learn how to repair bikes, and ultimately end up with their own bike. So a lot of what we're trying to do right now as we learn how we can – what our place could be in the positive things that are going on in the neighborhood is figure out how do we connect – let's say Free Ride with Homewood Children's Village, so that when they want to do an activity for 20 kids that have different sized bodies, we can get them all on a good fitting bike so that they can enjoy the park. So it's really about putting together as many of these resources that are out there as possible.
Okay. Well, that sounds like, it sounds like your heart is in the right place. I know that, just listening to you talk about the health insurance too, that, there's a fair amount of complexity to trying to meet the needs of the people in your immediate environment. And I applaud you. I think this is a great program.
Well, thank you, Pete. Thank you for the call and the question. 412-246-2002 if you'd like to join the conversation. Harry Geyer, ultimately, what is the goal for your business?
Well, to make money, isn't that what they say business is there for? But really, we're all doing it. Everybody that's an employee there is doing it because we love to ride. That's definitely the number one priority is to share the love of riding with people. The beautiful thing that I've experienced through this is seeing that we can be so much more. And connecting with Bike Pittsburgh and connecting with the Pittsburgh Trails Advocacy Group and connecting with Homewood Children's Village, et cetera, seeing that we can be, in a way, a community center, even though we are a for-profit business, we can still be a community center where all these different groups can come and we can provide opportunity for training and education for cyclists. We can provide opportunity for education for physical activity for youth. There are all kinds of opportunities. So right now we're really discovering all those possibilities.
Paul, what's really interesting about Harry's example, if you go onto the Kiva Zip website, you'll see these businesses, and yeah, they're entrepreneurs, but they're social entrepreneurs. They have some positive spillover effects to the community. There's another business right now called Dream Cream Ice Cream on the Kiva Zip website,
yeah.
Right? And, he's got 16 flavors, 8 which are his for-profit flavors, 8 which are his nonprofit flavors.
We've talked to those folks.
Yeah. And it's, I think what we want to do is make sure that these entrepreneurs who are trying to not only make some money but also do good in their community – they can get access to capital at better terms. And so that's what you can help feel.
Let's take one last call from Bob in Pittsburgh. Bob, you're on Essential Pittsburgh. Well, everybody has their hangups, and that's ours, I guess. Hate to go out on that note. Bob, if we lost you, feel free to call back. But we're just about to come to time for this particular segment. But we've learned a lot, and I want to thank both of you for being with us today. Premal Shah is president and co-founder of the online micro-lending program known as Kiva.org, along with Harry Geyer, owner of the Wheel Mill, an indoor mountain biking and BMX park in Homewood. Thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk to two investigative reporters who broke open one of the biggest stories of corruption in the Philadelphia City Police Department. That's next here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.